Hello, I'm Joseph Pierce, and please allow me a couple of minutes to let you know about my inner sanctum and more to the point what's newly posted in this past week in the inner sanctum. So, in a general sense, the inner sanctum is part of my website, my personal website, jpierce.co, which is for subscribers only. And it contains, amongst other things, a 45-part audio lecture series at college level on Tolkien and Lewis. That's available, all 45 lectures, for those who sign up. But in addition to that, there are many blog posts. But on a weekly basis, I post four new things every week. One is an essay, which I call The Lady Dale Diary, which concentrates on basically what I've been doing in terms of my writing, editing, speaking, teaching, traveling, and also, and as important, in fact, in many ways, of course, more important, my role as paterfamilias, so my life with my family, my wife and my son and daughter here in South Carolina, our home we call Lady Dale, our Lady's Valley, so it's called the Lady Dale Diary. So I write that every week. Just what I'm doing week by week. But on top of that, we have three regular podcasts. One is Home is Where the Hearth Is, and that really can be on anything, and has been on anything in the past. We often have series on various things. We had a series on literature, what every Catholic should know. We recently had a series based upon the discussion questions for a course on the Christian imagination. Imaginative literature that I taught from Memorial College. I went basically through answering the discussion questions that I set for that course. At the moment, we're actually just a mini series on chivalry and literature. And this particular week, I've headlined it Quixotic Chivalry because I'm focusing on Don Quixote and chivalry in Don Quixote. And also I Promessi Sposi, the Betrothed by Alessandro Mazzoni. So there are two, but the previous ones have gone right through the history. I mean, Dante and Homer and Chaucer and Shakespeare, etc. And then next week we will be getting to the modern literature, specifically the 20th century, Chesterton, Tolkien and Lewis. So that's this week's Home is Where the Hearth Is, and next week's a little teaser that I haven't recorded yet, of course, but that's the intention. And then another podcast we do for the Inner Sanctum every week is the Poem of the Week, where I select either one poem or more than one poem, depending upon how long the poems are. So I try to make all the podcasts in the region of 15 minutes. I try not to go much longer than that. Everybody's time. People need to know sort of, you know, how much time they need to set aside for things. So so if it's a long poem, just one poem. If they're shorter poems, maybe several, three or four. But this particular week, I'm looking at the Ode to a Nightingale by John Keats. I discussed that before reciting the whole poem. I discussed it especially in relation to the poem we read last week, which is Percy Bysshe Shelley's To a Skylark. And looking at, although both works are by romantic poets and both ostensibly about birds, and specifically the song of the birds, they're very different in their approach. One is objective, one subjective, one is I would say, animated by humility, the other by pride. But anyway, you can discover more by joining the Inner Sanctum. And then finally, the third podcast I post every week is the Revisiting Old Favourites, where, as with the Poem of the Week, I actually revisit old prose works, my favourite prose works. They could be essays, but for a long while now, we've been following Hilaire Belloc on the path to Rome. And we began where he began, in northern France, in Tours, and then his pilgrimage on foot from France through the Swiss Alps and down into Italy. And he's now somewhere south of Milan, and we're in the final stretch. But obviously, if you sign on for the Inner Sanctum, you don't just get to listen to the part of the pilgrimage that I read this week. You can listen to all of them going right back to the beginning, and again, hours and hours of good content. So that's probably sufficient at this time. That's what's newly posted this week in the Inner Sanctum of my personal website. So please check it out. So my personal website is jpearce.co. And if you go there, you should be able to find the appropriate place on the site to sign up for the Inner Sanctum. Thanks so much for bearing with me, for listening to me. Thanks so much for reading my work and for any other support. And if you want to support me, my work and my family on that deeper level, please do join me as one of my friends in the Inner Sanctum, jpearce.co. Many thanks. Goodbye and God bless.